This is Ozarks at Large. Beginning tomorrow, the 2011 edition of the Pan American Junior Track and Field Championships will be held in southern Florida. Athletes from North, Central, and South America will compete against each other. The competition is open to the top qualifiers in this part of the world who will not yet turn 20 during this calendar year. Two members of the Arkansas Razorbacks track and field teams will be there. Kevin Lazis from Brentwood, Tennessee, is one of them. This summer, he's already captured the National Junior Decathlon Championship. The decathlon seems to be an especially somber way to approach the hottest summer in recent memory. He's been fine-tuning 10 different events, from the javelin to sprints to the discus to the pole vault.
Well, I actually like it. I actually like it more training for 10 instead, because if I was just training for one, I feel like I would kind of get, like, bored for just training. And instead, I'm never bored. I'm always training something new every day, so it's a lot of fun.
He won the U.S. Juniors in Oregon this year with a total of more than 8,000 points, exactly 278 points ahead of the second-place finisher Gunnar Nixon. Nixon will join Kevin not only on the U.S. team this weekend, but as a Razorback next year in Fayetteville. Kevin Lazza says competing against Gunnar Nixon was a boost, but working alongside him year-long should inspire him even more.
Oh, it's going to be awesome, because it's going to be more of us competing every day in practice and getting better every single day than just that those one or two times a year that we compete in high school against each other. We'll have that same competitiveness that we have out on the field during a meet in practice every single day, which will make us both better.
The decathlon this weekend stretches over 2 days, beginning with the 100 meters at 10 in the morning tomorrow and ending with the 1,500 meters tomorrow afternoon at just after 3 Eastern time. So most of the events will be held in the heat of a Florida July. Temperatures are expected to reach the mid to upper 90s this weekend there. Kevin's coach, Travis Gepford from the University of Arkansas, says Kevin's been training in the midday heat here, and he knows his way around sultry conditions.
Well, you know, Kevin is almost kind of mature beyond his years a little bit. You know, he's realized that building up into the meet is when you have to hydrate, and, you know, he drinks a lot of Pedialyte and gets a lot of electrolytes in his system and all that stuff. And so, and there's, I guess a little bit of the mental aspect of it, you know. This morning, we're training at 9 o'clock, so it's a little bit cooler, but we've been training at noon a lot, and just going out and doing it. And he loves it. So he's having fun with it, and so gets to work on his tan a little bit too, I guess.
Another Razorback, Grace Hamesfield, will be competing in the 3,000 steeplechase, a grueling endurance feat that requires runners to clear hurdles and navigate water jumps. She took second in the recent U.S. Juniors in Oregon. She didn't just earn a place on the U.S. team at the Pan American Juniors this weekend. She blasted her previous personal best time by 16 seconds. She says she felt good running at the U.S. Juniors, but during the race, she wasn't quite sure just how well she was doing.
I knew it was like a fast race, but I wasn't expecting that much. I was really just thinking about place, because when I was in the lead pack, I kind of realized, like, I have a shot at this. And so I just focused on staying with the group, and then crossed the finish line, looked up at my time, and I was, like, so shocked. But it was really exciting.
That race was just her fourth steeplechase she's ever run. She hadn't negotiated a hurdle, she says, until just a few months ago during the indoor track season. A graduate of Elkins High School, she says she spent days running on county dirt roads with her younger brother, who also runs. This new event for her, the steeplechase, requires just a bit of a different approach.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher. I think, like, in a flat race, you don't have to worry about falling as much. And when you're tired, it's definitely really hard to, like, see the barrier coming up. But, it is a little different, but in a good way. I like it.
The 3,000-meter steeplechase race is scheduled to begin just before 5 Saturday Eastern time at the Pan American Junior Games in Florida. Both Kevin and Grace will be able to dial back their training for just a bit after the games before the collegiate seasons begin later this year.